As an added benefit to reoccurring donors, we are sending out DCO face masks to any monthly contributors for 3 months or more at the $5 plus level. Please send your size preference, either large or youth or small size, along with membership email and mailing address to info@dcontario.org. And you can check out what they look like in the show notes.
This podcast was specifically created for Distress and Crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
This is Caitlin Plant, Program Manager for Distress and Crisis Ontario, and today I am joined by Cindy, the ONTX Coordinator for Distress and Crisis Ontario, as we explore what the ONTX program is, who can access it, and yeah, just try to give you a little bit more detail about what we do. So Cindy, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you, Caitlin.
Could you please start by explaining what the ONTX program is?
Certainly. So the ONTX program is Ontario Online and Text Crisis Service, and it is through text and chat. It's a collaboration of member centers of DCO, and we provide emotional support, crisis intervention, suicide prevention, and resources as well to anyone who contacts us. And you can reach out two ways. You can either text in by texting 258-258 from your cell phone, or if you would like to reach us through the computer, you can chat online. And we have a few different websites that you can reach us through. Our main one is DCO's website, and that is dcontario.org. And you will see on the right side a button that says chat now. And when you do first reach out to us, there is a few questions that you will need to answer before you are connected with a responder. And it's just simple questions such as your age. You don't need to give your true age if you feel uncomfortable. How are you feeling that day and what your concerns are and how you heard about us. And then you will be put into a queue waiting for a responder to assume your conversation.
Thank you so much for that explanation. I guess my next question is, who is able to access it?
Anyone in Ontario can access us. If you have a cell phone or a computer, anyone can reach out of any age.
Awesome. So this service, is it free or do people need to pay for it? Do they need to have OHIP? Like, are there any requirements like that?
No, it is a completely free service. The only charges that may apply if you have a texting service where you are charged for text messages, it would be your service provider that would charge you if you are charged by the text. If you have unlimited texting, there's no fee. Going through the computer, there's no fee. It's a completely free service.
Awesome. So how long are the wait times usually?
Our wait times are quite short. I would say maximum before you're connected with a responder would be 3 to 4 minutes. Usually the conversation is assumed right away as soon as you're in the queue. Of course, there may be times where we are a little bit busier and you might have to wait a few minutes. I would say maximum would be 3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's such a quick turnaround.
Yes.
So what sort of training do ONTX volunteers get before they're ready to answer people's chats and texts?
ONTX responders initially go through an extensive core training for crisis workers. In most cases, they will work on helplines for quite a few months. So they are taught specific things such as active listening, compassionate listening, empathy, validation, assisting in problem solving. They'll learn how to provide resources, suicide prevention, crisis intervention. And then there is a specific ONTX training program. So in that program, they will learn additional things such as how to provide empathy through text. Because when we're on the phone, we have those auditory cues. You can hear the person's voice. It's a little bit different when you're texting, as we all know, because we have all have texted as well. So the responder is taught how to pick up certain cues, how to display empathy through text, and just a little bit about the system, how to use the actual system itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very interesting. I wouldn't have thought of trying to explain empathy in a text format. So that's, yeah, very interesting that that's included in the training.
Yeah, there's a lot of little things that, you know, you do on a phone that you don't think of, you know, encouragers and whatnot, even when you're speaking to somebody that you don't really have there when you're texting. So they're taught how to, you know, how to include those in a text-based service.
Yeah, that's really awesome. So can you tell us anything about the different struggles that people might want to talk about with an ONTX responder, or why people might choose a text and chat format over talking to someone over the phone?
We have heard a lot that some actually prefer it. Some have said that they would have not used a helpline where they know that it is for some people. They say, it's just not for me. Some of the things that I'm telling you today, I could have never said out loud. So I'm, you know, they're grateful that they can say it in a text message. They find it a little bit easier. They've maybe never told someone what they're going through. And as we know, sometimes it is a little bit easier writing that down or texting it as well. Another advantage in using the text or chat service is, especially during these times during isolation, you have your privacy. So a number of people may be stuck at home with their family and they want to reach out to someone, but their family is there, so they can't really get on the phone, you know, and talk about whatever they want to talk about. If you're doing it through a texting or through chatting online, you have that privacy. So it has, you know, a few advantages for that. And as well, as we know that the youth are the greatest at risk for suicide. And as we know, the youth, their mode of communication is through texting. So they're a little bit more comfortable reaching out through texting rather than picking up the phone. Yeah. So I actually don't know if I answered your question. I think I went off on a little bit of a tangent there.
No, but that was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone can reach out to us. And, you know, we have people that would reach out to us. They're having a bad day. Isolation and loneliness has been one of the great issues over the past year because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Youth not knowing what they're going to do with their schooling because, you know, they're working or they're having school remote, you know, any various issue, we have people reaching out to us. Mm-hmm.
So I guess my final question for you today is whether or not there's anything else that you would like people to know about ONTX that we haven't already covered.
I think I would just like to let people know that there, I don't want anyone to think, oh, what I want to talk about is just too small, or, you know, I don't want them to hesitate to contact us thinking, oh, it's not that big of a deal. You can reach out to us for anything. If you've had a rough day, if you're feeling lonely, if you just need someone to talk to, you don't have to have a huge crisis. You don't have to be suicidal. Anyone can reach out to us. If you need to talk, if you need support, we're there for you. Please don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for giving us, yeah, some insights into why people should use the ONTX program. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So now that we've learned a little bit more about what the ONTX program is, I'm happy to say that I have Tia joining me, who is a responder for the ONTX program, who has joined me today to answer a few questions. So Tia, what made you decide to become an ONTX responder?
Well, first of all, mental health is kind of very close to home for me and my family. We know a lot of people who have struggled, and there's a point in time where I was in a lot of trouble myself, and I couldn't really speak to a lot of people about what I was going through. And oddly enough, I had met a group of people through Twitter who were going through some similar things. So we kind of were virtual supports for each other because we all lived in different countries. But again, it was hard for us too, because we were kind of like so codependent on each other that we could have really like used a third party, like a kind person, just to sort of talk through our stuff and just be non-judgmental in that. Mm-hmm. So when I heard about ONTX, I was like, well, this is what we needed. Like, this is perfect. And at that point, I was in a good place with myself and my mental health. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this because, like, this reminds me of my Twitter friends, and this is what I would have wanted us to have. So yeah, just having somebody in our corner would have been exactly what we needed. So that's why I'm here.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate that. And yeah, I love that you took your personal experience and saw a need. And then when you saw a way to fill that need, you stepped up and made it happen. That's really awesome. So having said that, what's been the greatest positive outcome that you've experienced as an ONTX volunteer?
Lots of them, of course, like just knowing that when you're on your shift, you're helping people out and helping them, you know, even just get through one more night. That's very rewarding. But I would say the biggest thing is kind of just learning the power of listening, if that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. I used to think I was a good listener, like, but I was only listening because I wasn't talking. I was just letting other people talk. But there's a difference between doing that and, like, you know, asking those questions, like, letting them know you've heard them, and by like validating them. So that's also translated really well into my personal life and the connections I have with other people and even with the other volunteers and staff at ONTX. So that's been like a huge positive for me.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie that I do sometimes use those practices in my podcast interviews. So I understand what you mean, kind of, yeah, pulling out those things that people have said and using them to carry on conversation. Yeah. It's definitely helpful to know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So my last question for you really quick today is just whether or not you would recommend volunteering at a distress / crisis line or for ONTX.
Yeah, I would say I definitely would. If you want to connect with others and help people and just be sort of like a cheerleader for people, or alternatively just kind of help them sit with feelings and thoughts they're having, then I would definitely recommend it. I know like some people are afraid that it will be scary and tough, but also you always have other volunteers and staff there for you too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we definitely recommend it if you're looking to give back.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Tia. I really appreciate having your input.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hi, I'm Damien, one of the editors of the DCO Learning Forums podcast. We are committed to providing the most current and up-to-date information. With your help, we can make it better. Please consider going to tips.pinecast.com/jar/distress-and-crisis-ontario.com or by clicking the link in the show notes. And by donating, monthly contributors will be able to access a special podcast feed. In it, we'll have additional content and some more in-depth pieces on some of our most popular topics. Thank you.